Hello, everyone. Welcome back, friends. This is Ordinary People, Extraordinary Lives, episode number 40. I'm really glad you're with me today. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're prospering and being successful, and hope you're growing as a leader. Hope you're growing in your identity in Christ, making a difference in the lives of others. It's so good to have you with me today. I really look forward to our podcast and spending this time together. It's meaningful for me. I'm learning by putting together our podcast notes. I'm learning how to be a better leader, how to be a better husband, how to be a better follower of Jesus, how to be a better dad, how to be a better friend. So I really enjoy our times together because it's personally quite enriching and quite beneficial. If you want to access today's show notes, you can go to lancebain.com/podcast. Click on the Ordinary People, Extraordinary Lives, and look for episode number 40. That's today's episode. And if you'll click on that, you will be able to stream the podcast from there. You can also see the show notes in the description on that webpage. And you can also scroll to the bottom and you'll see a downloadable PDF there for you where you can grab these show notes. If you're listening on one of the portable devices that we all seem to have, you can catch the show notes in the podcast description there today. Hey, last week we started a series of thoughts about moving people forward. And last week, our thought was around the theme, am I moving forward? I can't help others move forward if I'm not moving forward. And we talked about four realities that we need to address for moving forward ourselves so that we can help other people move forward. So I would encourage you to check out episode number 39 in the podcast to kind of lay a foundation for you about what we're going to be talking about today. You know, Pete Scazzaro says that you can't give what you don't have. And you can't take people where you haven't been. I think about that a lot in my leadership and in my relationships. I think a lot about what's going on in my life. Where am I growing? How am I growing? What am I learning? How am I applying what I'm learning? Because real learning is not just gathering facts. It's applying those facts with meaning and interpretation. We'll talk a little bit about that in this podcast. But I think about that a lot because part of my purpose and calling in life is to help people. Matter of fact, it's one of the reasons for this podcast. It is to help us experience the grace of God while leading and overcoming the everyday challenges of life. I don't want you simply to survive. I want you to thrive. And so I want you to know what is God doing in your life? Where are you growing? How are you growing? And so the first key we talked about moving people forward is to ensure that we are moving forward, that we have to lead ourselves and we lead by example and we role model what we want others to believe, to do, and what kind of attitude we want them to have. John Maxwell says this is really the only way we lead, and it's called influence. And I call it an influence that's rooted in credibility, humility, and teachability. Now, when I've reflected on this lesson and I've reflected on my life, well, here's what I realize. I've been able to help other people move forward more effectively and more efficiently. I've been able to help them grow when I learn how I grow, when I learn how I move forward. Now, moving forward is a choice for significance. It's a belief, really, that God wants us to grow and that He wants us to develop into healthy people who can add value to others through serving, through leadership, through relationship. John Maxwell says, you never see anybody who lives for themselves that ever really becomes significant with other people. And so learning about how we grow isn't selfishness. It's about the two directions in which learning how to move forward generates benefit and value. And that first direction is inward. I generate value for myself. I can't give what I don't have. I can't take people where I haven't been. And so when I grow, I feel fulfillment. I add meaning to my life and satisfaction. And I'm also creating, if you will, a warehouse of lessons that I've learned that I want to pass on to other people. We call that in the biblical language an inheritance that we want to give to other people. And so there's an inward direction where there's benefit and value. The other direction is outward. Outward benefit and outward value. I'm adding value and benefit to the lives of other people through relationship and through leadership. Now, here's what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that we're all the same and that we all move forward and grow in the same direction and in the same way and in the same pace. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is that there are core principles that I believe are helpful and apply to all of us about how we can move forward and how we can grow. Moving people forward requires healthy motives, it requires growing maturity, and it requires empowering mindsets. So here's what I've learned from my life that I employ for others to be able, for them to learn and for them to be able to grow. And it's a biggie, and I'm going to unpack this big thought with six key tips. It is self-awareness. Self-awareness. Now, here's what I don't mean by self-awareness. I'm not talking about self-introspection. I'm not talking about being self-consumed. I am talking about being self-aware, though. And by that, I mean I'm aware of what's happening in my emotions. I'm aware of what's happening in my mindsets. I'm aware of my lifestyle. I'm aware of primarily of what Christ is doing in me so that I can become more like Him, and therefore I can add more value to others. So self-awareness is not a consuming of yourself. It's not a narcissism. It is simply be aware of what God's doing in your life, be aware of what you're learning and how you're growing, so you can give that away to other people. Now, this is not easy. I will quote one of our founding fathers of our nation, Ben Franklin, who said, there are three things that are extremely hard: steel, a diamond, and knowing oneself. And I would agree. For many, many years, I have lived with a lack of self-awareness, and I was not aware then of the kind of impact I was having on those around me. When I've grown in self-awareness, I've been able to grow more quickly and I believe more effectively because I have greater clarity about what Christ is doing in me. So let me share with you six tips that I have employed and I have practiced that I encourage others to employ and practice to help them grow in self-awareness, because my forward movement moves others forward. My forward movement moves others forward, and I want your forward movement to help other people move forward. And so here's six tips that you can employ to help you grow in self-awareness, so you have the inward direction of value, and then you can add outward direction of value. Here's tip number one: cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit. John 14:26-27 says, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So here Jesus is connecting the idea of courage, the idea of peace, keeping your heart at peace, keeping your heart courageous, not being fearful, but being filled with love. He is connecting that idea and that theme to a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Beloved, the Holy Spirit wants you to grow and prosper. He wants you to establish a mindset and an attitude that is like Jesus. And He also wants our soul to prosper. He wants our soul to experience the beauty of grief and loss, which means love has been present. It's why we grieve and why we experience loss, because love is present. But He also wants us to experience positive emotions and positive realities such as peace, joy, contentment, delight, hope. In John 14:8, just a few verses earlier, Jesus says and reaffirms that we won't be left as orphans, but that He will come to us. And that coming to us is both His resurrection, which would happen just a few days after He said these things. It's also Him coming to us is a foreshadowing of the Holy Spirit coming to indwell within us as Christians, that we actually become the temple of God, the house of God, that the Holy Spirit lives within us, that we become sons and daughters of God. And what that means is that we have rightful access to all that is Christ, so that through my life and with my life, I might glorify Jesus, you might glorify Jesus, and you might cooperate with Him in building His kingdom in human hearts who will experience meaning and fulfillment in their purpose, their passions, and their dreams. Beloved, if you want to grow in self-awareness, you've got to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, because He is going to remind you of everything Jesus said, and He is going to guide you into all truth, particularly the truth of what is going on inside of yourself. And so if you want to grow in self-awareness, just begin to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You can do that simply by talking to Him, by asking for a relationship with Him. Ask Him to reveal Himself to you. Ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. And just begin to read the scriptures, and particularly around John 14, John 15, John 16 are key chapters where Jesus talks about our relationship with the Holy Spirit. I would encourage you to look at Acts 1, Acts 2. Really, I would just say the whole book of Acts, because it's really the acts of the Holy Spirit through human vessels, through human beings like Peter and John and Paul and Barnabas and Lydia and many, many others. Here's the second tip for how to grow in self-awareness, and it is to slow down. Now, this doesn't have to take a long time. When I'm talking about slowing down, I don't necessarily mean a monastic retreat, although that kind of Sabbath is very beneficial. I mean practicing on a regular basis, slowing down. The more you practice this, the more clarity you will gain, the more effectiveness, if you will, and efficiency you will gain, which is almost counterintuitive. You slow down to get better at slowing down. You get better at slowing down so that you can do slowing down quicker. Now, I'm not advocating for slowing down quickly. What I'm simply saying is learning to be self-aware in the slow down space. The more you do that, the more efficient you'll become about who you really are and what's happening inside of you. You'll be able to identify more quickly your feelings, your emotions, your passions, your joy, your needs. The third tip is to develop emotional vocabulary. Cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit and develop the need and slow down and actually slow down. And then thirdly, develop an emotional vocabulary. If you are not familiar with speaking in emotional terms, then it is going to be really important for you to develop an emotional vocabulary. For years, I didn't have an emotional vocabulary. I didn't know how to be self-aware at an emotional level about what was happening to me and what was happening within me. And when I did not have that awareness, I couldn't communicate what I needed. I couldn't be aware about what was happening in my soul and how it was affecting my key relationships, namely my marriage and my parenting. I also wouldn't be aware of how it was affecting my leadership. And so I just sort of would walk around kind of clueless about what was going on in my life. I want you to develop an emotional vocabulary, and this is as simple as search the internet for feeling words or search the internet for emotional vocabulary. Just type in those phrases and search, and you'll find lists and lists and lists of emotional words. And just begin to browse those definitions. Begin to look at what those words mean and why are they uniquely different from one another. This will be really critical for you because the more you can familiarize yourself with the language of emotions and feelings, the more you will understand what is happening inside of you. Therefore, the greater clarity will lead to opportunities for greater growth. You will actually be able to translate your feelings into words. I love what Abby Stumvall recently said. When you are at war in yourself, you are stopping the ability to actually become the person you were made to be. And I don't know many people who have not experienced that internal civil war. We are at war with ourselves. Developing an emotional vocabulary will arm you and empower you on how to expose what is happening so that in your relationship with the Holy Spirit, you can experience the healing power of God. You can experience the Holy Spirit in those places, and you can experience through relationship with others what God wants to give you through the joy, the beauty, and the unique nature of human relationships. So, cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Find a way to slow down, and then develop an emotional vocabulary. These three tips are going to help you grow in self-awareness. Here's tip number four that I've learned to employ when I want to help other people move forward because it's helped me move forward and grow, and it is to ask questions of myself. Now, let me share with you a personal story. Recently, I discovered a mindset that day-to-day I was typically unaware of. I just hadn't slowed down and thought about it and asked the Holy Spirit what's going on inside of me. But when I did that, when I slowed down and when I asked myself questions, I discovered a number of reasons why I had this mindset. And this mindset was debilitating. It was affecting the quality of my leadership, both at a pastoral level. It was also affecting, I believe, the quality of my sermons. The faith that was behind the words that I was using to inspire and challenge our church to move forward and to grow. And so when I just slowed down and I engaged the Holy Spirit and I had developed an emotional vocabulary, when I employed this fourth tip, I asked questions of myself. I heard quickly several reasons why I had this mindset. Asking questions opened me up to an opportunity for growth and for clarity. It opened my heart up like a surgery and allowed me to bring that open heart to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, what do you want to say to me about this? This is so important that we learn to ask ourselves good questions. I could properly address my mindset with what I needed once I asked myself good questions and listened to what my answers were inside of my own heart. Because none of us want to treat just the symptoms. We want to get to the root of what's causing these symptoms, find healing, find transformation so that we can move forward and we can help other people move forward. Questions are so powerful, and there are limitless questions. So I want you to practice open-ended questions, meaning questions that cannot be answered with a yes or a no. If you can answer your question with a yes or a no, that's not a good question. Reframe it that it will cause you to think more deeply, to drill down and dig deeper into what's going on. Asking ourselves questions is not only looking for answers, knowledge, or facts, but we're actually looking for understanding and wisdom. Now, here's what I mean. Knowledge are facts. Understanding is the meaning and the interpretation found within those facts. Wisdom is how I apply the meaning, the interpretation, and the facts for growth and change. Here's tip number 5. Document what I learn. When I learn something about myself or another or a situation, I write it down in a way that is easily findable. I've used digital methods, which you may be using. I've also used analog methods. I currently prefer the analog method because I retain more and my recall is sharper, and I believe science will back that up, that analog is still most helpful for us. But is handwriting quicker? No, it's not. But my goal is not to save time when it comes to my growth. My goal is to maintain my awareness and to maintain a peace of mind. So for me, an analog way of writing down what I'm learning and what's going on is really helpful for me. And I do it in a way that's allowed me to index that. And so I've read Ryder Carroll's book, The Bullet Journal Method, and have found that to be helpful for me personally in a way that helps me document what I'm learning. You might consider picking up that book for yourself. That might be helpful for you. And so document what you learn. It also allows us to piece together over a course of time what we have been learning. And so I visualize and interpret each of my learning moments as a puzzle piece. And it's important that I put many of those puzzle pieces together so that I can get a clearer picture of the long view of my life and really what this season is all about. And so I not only benefit from putting this puzzle together, but I also learn how to live more intentionally because I'm having greater awareness. And so daily reflection has proven to be a valuable tool in writing it down in analog form. I'm documenting what I'm learning. And the two questions I try to ask myself on a regular basis in daily reflection is this: what did I learn today? And how will I carry what I learned forward? Here's the 6th tip: share with others. So here's what we've covered so far. Have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Develop that need to slow down and do it. Develop an emotional vocabulary. Ask good questions of yourself. Document what you learn. And then 6th tip, share with others. Now, I share with others so that I can receive encouragement, so that I can receive insight, so that I can receive challenge, and so that I can receive support. I want people to celebrate me, to challenge me, to coach me, to care for me, and to contribute to my life. And when I maintain a humble posture and I receive honest affirmation and celebration and encouragement and challenge and care and coaching and contribution, I'm going to grow. But people don't know how to celebrate or challenge if they don't know what's going on in our lives. So we've got to share this with other people. And so this will be critical to your growth in self-awareness of employing these 6 tips so that as you move forward, you move others forward. So how do I apply these 6 tips to help others move forward? Let me give you 6 useful questions, and these will be in your show notes. I will ask someone, describe to me your dream relationship with God. And how does your current relationship with God compare with your dream relationship? What needs to happen to grow into your dream relationship with God? So that first question is really pointing them to a relationship with the Holy Spirit that will help them grow in that relationship. The second question I ask others is, where in your week are you slowing down for healthy reflection, celebration, and awareness? I just want to hold people accountable to the need to slow down. The third is, share with me your top 3 emotions this week and what contributed to them. This kind of question and dialogue will really help people grow in their self-awareness about developing that emotional vocabulary and what's going on inside their soul. Because 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I want you to prosper even as your soul prospers." God wants your soul to prosper. And having people share with you their top 3 emotions and what's contributing to them will really begin to identify what's going on in their soul and how do we prosper. The 4th is, what did you learn this week about yourself and what is Christ doing in you? This is really targeting our fourth tip, which is about asking ourselves good questions. What did I learn this week? And what is Christ doing in me? The fifth one is, how did you document what you learned so that you can easily access it and learn from it? Again, this is just encouraging people to have an easy system where they can document what they're learning and be able to access it easily. And the sixth one is, with whom are you going to share what you are learning so that you can get support in your growth? So these six questions are helpful questions to ask others to help them move forward. And these six questions really originate out of the things that we are employing in our own lives for our own growth. Because as I move forward, I can help others move forward. And these are six ways that I grow in self-awareness, which is key to really growing and moving forward. So, beloved, here's three questions I would ask you to consider to apply this lesson that we're talking about today. Here's the first question. Of these six tips towards greater self-awareness, which one will I implement this week? And again, you can get in the show notes all six tips, and I would encourage you to look at them and pray about them. Ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, which one of these tips are you really highlighting for me to implement this week so I can grow? That will begin to help you develop and grow in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. It will also help you begin to develop the awareness and the clarity you need. Here's the second question. Who will I invite to pray for me, to encourage me, and to ask me how I am doing? This is where we employ that sixth tip, sharing with others. And we're going to share with them how we're growing. So this is already leaning into what we're learning through our documentation and what we're learning through asking questions of ourselves. Who will I invite to pray for me, encourage me, and ask me how I'm doing? And I would just ask as a supplemental question, by when are you going to invite them to do that? Let's create a deadline for that. And here's the third question that I would ask you to consider to apply this lesson. What resources do I need to effectively develop a system to help myself grow so that I can help others grow? And this may be simply in developing that emotional vocabulary. Maybe you want to develop a good list of questions. Maybe you want to buy a journal. Maybe you want to learn how to journal effectively. Maybe you need a friend's cell phone number so you can simply call them for support and share with them what's happening. So what are the resources you need to effectively develop a system to help yourself grow and help others grow? Hey, beloved. Friends, I've loved spending this time with you. And I hope that these six tips really help you grow in self-awareness, but don't cross over that very subtle line of narcissism and self-consumption and being too self-focused. We want self-awareness so we can partner with God in our growth. Apply these tips because when we move forward, we help others move forward as well. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to check out the show notes at lancebain.com, episode number 40. And you can also find the show notes in the podcast description if you're listening on one of your devices. Can't wait to be with you next week for episode number 41 as we continue to talk about how we help people move forward. I'll talk to you on the next podcast.